The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, the Antrim senior hurling squad cancelled a training session yesterday evening after their requested meeting with the county board failed to happen. It's off the back of conflicting reports about the future of their manager, Davy Fitzgerald. Here to tell me more is Tommy Rooney, Gaelic Games correspondent with Off the Ball. Hello, Tommy.
Morning, Claire. How's it going?
Good. Thanks for being with us. I'm hoping that you can explain to us what's going on because it's very hard to get a handle on it.
Yeah, I'll do my very best, Claire, and I hope you can bear with me over the next couple of minutes because it's a mess. There's no getting away from it. There's a lot of he said, she said, a lot of to-ing and fro-ing, and I don't think anyone is going to come out of this looking too well. Will I lay it out for you?
Do, yeah, because I read the report today. Colm Keyes had it in the Irish Independent, and I found it hard to figure out exactly what the players want and who they feel is at fault and so on. So you tell us what you think is going on.
Yeah, okay, so we've got three main actors here. We've got the Antrim County Board, we have the Antrim Hurlers, and we've got the central character, Davy Fitzgerald, who's been their manager for the past two seasons. He was appointed on a two-year term with the option of a third. So, you know, technically speaking, he is running towards the end of that that original deal. So I'll just run you through what's kind of happened over the last couple of days. On Saturday, Antrim lost to Laois. It was their second match in the Joe McDonagh Cup, their second defeat in the second tier. So the threat of relegation from that has began to fester over the last couple of days. On Sunday, and I'm going to say it's been reported because it has been reported and it's been disputed, but it's been reported in a couple of places, but particularly the Irish Examiner, that a county board member approached Davy Fitzgerald asking him to step down from his role mid-season, given the poor record that they had across the season. It's just one win in eight games. But it's also reported that that request itself was later retracted, which I'll get to in a couple of moments. On Monday then, the Antrim County Board had an executive meeting with all of their main parties, I'd imagine, all the people involved in the county board. And the message shared from the top table on Monday evening was that they were not planning to change manager at all mid-season. Mm-hmm. But around that time, rumours had begun to circulate that this had been going on over the weekend and a player statement emerged. And it's never a great thing, Claire, when a player statement makes it into WhatsApp groups. But it did the rounds on Tuesday that the Antrim players have put a statement to their county board. And this is kind of where the confusion came from. And I might just give you a couple of lines from it. Firstly, this is from the players. There is significant concern surrounding the situation involving Davy. It is understood that a decision was made to remove Davy from his position, only for that decision to be later reversed. When this was subsequently raised by the players and questioned, the squad were informed that no such action had taken place. And furthermore, when this was brought to the chairman's knowledge, the chairman was asked directly about the matter and he indicated that he had no knowledge of it. This is particularly concerning given that Davy and other members of the management team have all confirmed to the players that the sequence of events reported at the weekend did in fact occur, and to got the contradiction between what occurred and what has been communicated to the players has created uncertainty and a lack of trust. They also went on in that statement to talk about playing gear that they haven't received for this year. And when you read the statement, you might wonder, are they more worried about the playing gear or the future of their management team? But that's a different question altogether. Mm-hmm.
It's a carefully worded statement, isn't it? Because it doesn't tell you a whole lot about what happened. I mean, we've, as you say, the reports tell us what we believe happened over the weekend. It sounds to me that maybe a member of the county board went out on a limb, went out on their own and approached Davy on the Sunday. But as you said there, none of that has been confirmed. We're just reading between the lines. So where is this at then today, Tommy, or do we know?
Yeah, so Claire, in that statement again, and look, it was carefully worded, but it was a strange statement too. You know, why would they, you know, look for clarity on their management's future and in the same breath turn and talk about playing gear? Like, it was just, it was oddly worded, and it's a strange story. At the end of the statement, they requested a further meeting with the chairman that night. The chairman couldn't make it to training that night. So the players met themselves. They met with Davy Fitzgerald and they decided to not train. You know, they're 2 weeks away from a really important game where they might get relegated down to the third tier of hurling. So essentially they're on strike, or threatening strike, if you want to call it that, over what's gone on here. There was no statement from the county board last night. And then this morning, the county chairman released a statement saying that they never attempted to remove Davy Fitzgerald, as it's been reported, as the players had mentioned in their letter. And he said, I would like to be clear, at no point was any decision taken to remove Davy Fitzgerald from his position.
Mm-hmm.
And this was reiterated and confirmed at the county meeting that was mentioned on the 27th of April.
But what you're hearing is that Davy Fitzgerald has told the players that he was approached last Sunday after the defeat to Antrim on the Saturday by one member of the county board who told him that they wanted him to step down.
Yeah, and that's what the players have said in their statement, and that is the word I'm getting. You know, I've hit the phones this morning and there's a lot of phenomenal hurling people in Antrim, and there's a lot of people cut up about the manner in which Antrim hurling has, you know, they had made great progress in the last couple of years, and club hurling in Antrim always competes at a very high level. But it just, this disappointment just hasn't really worked out. They were relegated last year from Leinster down to the Joe McDonagh. They just about survived in Division 1B this year of the league and are now in danger of being relegated again down to Christy Ring. So, you know, I see it a lot, Clare, in counties. Sometimes they can eat themselves alive from inside. And especially when, you know, David Fitzgerald has put in a lifetime into the GA, be it as a player or as a manager, and he's often travelled to work in outside counties. You know, he's had two stints in Waterford. He's had a stint in Wexford. He's obviously won an All-Ireland with his own Clare back in 2013. He's now at Antrim. And there has been highs wherever David Fitzgerald has gone. You know, he brought Waterford to a first All-Ireland final in 45 years back in 2008. Wexford won just their second Leinster title in over 30 years when Davy was in charge. I mentioned Clare's All-Ireland title in 13. They're obviously in a very good place at the minute under Brian Lohan, but at the time, Clare had a phenomenal group of players, a phenomenal group of young players, but they weren't favourites for an All-Ireland back in 2013. So there have been highs, but all of those stints have ended one way or another with a bit of controversy or a bit of drama, and it just doesn't look like the Antrim hurling situation is going to end any differently for David Fitzgerald.
Well, it sounds like the county board need to meet the players and probably Davy as well to try and fix this, because if they didn't train... Was it last night they were due to train? Yeah, last night. Nothing really, I suppose, has changed from their perspective in that what they've asked for in that letter hasn't come to pass. So I don't know whether they would train again or, you know, in advance of that match, where this goes, if it isn't sorted out to a greater extent, Tommy.
Yeah, for sure, Claire. And I suppose that statement that was released early this morning from the chairman saying that the events that have been reported didn't occur as they've been reported has put a stickler in it. Like, they're going to have to figure out what's going on up there, and they're going to have to meet. And perhaps the chairman wasn't aware of something that had gone on in the background. You know, I don't know, but I've been trying to get a handle on it all morning for you. And as I said, there's a lot of to-ing and fro-ing in this story.
Yes,
there's a lot of various statements coming out, but it's clear that the players are deeply unhappy with the response they've been getting, which has been told one thing in one ear and being told another thing in the other ear.
Well, as you said at the very start, it's a mess, Tommy. And I think you've explained very well why it is a mess. And thanks very much for doing all that work. Tommy Rooney has been trying to find out what's going on with Antrim hurling. As he said there, it's a really tricky situation, and we'll just have to see how it plays out over the coming days. Tommy, thanks so much. Tommy Rooney there, Gaelic Games correspondent with Off the Ball.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.